Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President-elect Joe Biden will be sworn into office in 4 hours. After he takes the oath, Biden plans to sign 17 executive actions in the Oval Office. NPR's Tamara Keith reports it's an effort to reverse some of President Trump's policies and set a tone for his own administration.
Biden plans to require masks in all federal buildings and will rejoin the World Health Organization, a small part of a push to reverse course on the coronavirus pandemic. He'll rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement and reverse many of Trump's regulatory rollbacks, including reinstating efficiency rules for dishwashers, showers, and motor vehicles. And notably, he will revoke the presidential permit for the controversial Keystone XL pipeline from Canada. He'll pause any new regulations finalized in the waning days of Trump's presidency, and he'll sign an executive order on ethics. Incoming Press Secretary Jen Psaki said there will be many more executive actions to come over the next 10 days. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
When she takes the oath of office, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will make history as the first woman, first black person, and first person of Asian descent to serve in that office. As NPR's Juana Summers reports, it's a milestone moment.
Harris's ascension to the vice presidency is a landmark achievement for a country confronting its damaging history of racial injustice at the end of a bitterly divided election year. She embodies the future of a country that's growing more racially diverse. Harris spoke about her heritage at a virtual inaugural ball.
The contributions of the Asian Pacific American community are woven throughout the fabric of our country. And I am proud to be with you tonight as our nation's first vice president-elect of Asian descent.
Then Harris turned, as she often does, to a piece of advice that her mother gave, that while Harris may be the first to do many things, she must make sure that she will not be the last. Juana Summers, NPR News.
President Trump won't attend the inauguration of Joe Biden today. He is leaving the White House this hour to fly to his home in Florida. Trump is to make remarks at Joint Base Andrews. Three members of a right-wing militant group are facing conspiracy charges in connection with the storming of the U.S. Capitol. Prosecutors allege the extremists plotted to disrupt Congress's certification of President-elect Joe Biden's victory. NPR's Ryan Lucas has more.
The three defendants, Thomas Caldwell, Donovan Kral, and Jessica Watkins, face a range of charges, including conspiracy, destruction of government property, and obstruction of an official proceeding. The defendants planned their activities in Washington, D.C. together, according to Facebook messages cited in the court papers. That includes one to Caldwell on the day of the Capitol riot that read, quote, "All members are in the tunnels under Capitol. Seal them in. Turn on gas."
NPR's Ryan Lucas reporting. This is NPR. In the last few hours of his presidency, Trump has announced pardons and commutations for 143 people. Some of them included former close allies, such as former White House strategist Steve Bannon. He'd been charged with fraud. Others included rapper Lil Wayne, charged with illegally possessing a firearm, and Republican Party fundraiser Elliot Broidy. He took money to secretly lobby the Trump administration for Chinese interests. When Biden is sworn in today, he'll become the first Roman Catholic president in 60 years since John F. Kennedy. NPR's Tom Jelton says Biden takes his Catholic faith seriously, but differs from church doctrine in some areas.
U.S. Catholics are split on such questions as abortion, LGBTQ rights, and immigration, and those divisions could be highlighted under President Joe Biden. He attends Mass weekly and speaks often of how his faith has sustained him in times of crisis. With his proven capacity for empathy, he is a Catholic role model. But his support for abortion rights and same-sex marriage conflict with Catholic teachings, and some church leaders worry about the example he will set for Catholics across the country. Biden's Catholicism is highly personal, rooted in his own history. He once told an interviewer he can personally accept church doctrine, but does not believe in imposing a rigid view on others. Tom Jelton, NPR News.
The jackpots for two lotteries are getting huge. The Mega Millions jackpot has rolled over. Friday's drawing is worth $970 million. Tonight's Powerball is worth $730 million. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.